your girl, Boston Bossy.
It's your girl, Queenie Jones.
I'm Mary Jane.
This was Smoking Him.
We'll be talking a little bit about Rick Simpson oil, tinctures, edibles, and different ways to enjoy your cannabis.
Yeah.
In addition to that, we'll be telling where you can find us on social media platforms. And
Mary Jane and Munchies.
Oh. As always, don't forget, we are available across streaming platforms. Mary Jane and Munchies.
Check out Smoking Hips. It's topical.
It's Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.
It's your girl, Queen Jones. I am so happy to be here. Follow me on all platforms at QUEEMIEJONES.
It's your girl, Boston Bossy. You can find me at Grind, that's GRINDDMISTRESS on IG, and Boston Bossy on all other streaming platforms. Come check your girl out on Up Live and Beagle Live as well.
Yo. How you doing, best friend?
I'm good, best friend. How you doing, best friend?
I'm good, best friend. How was your day?
Apparently yours was better than mine. She knows I don't like musicals. I don't know why I be singing.
Because I'm extremely high. I'm still smoking the
what strain you smoking on, best friend? I got you.
I think it's the fact that banana as a strain is a different breed. I'm smoking chocolate banana. I'm smoking a chocolate banana.
She's about to have a pajama party with her banana.
Look, yo, I'm smoking the last of it. I'm right at probably like a gram or less. So we're about to get live and strive for better and bigger things. This brand of weed is sponsored by, well, I'm just joking. It's really by Sierra Naturals over here in Needham. Let's be clear. If you are interested in catching a 20% discount, go down. If you're interested in getting high grade selections, go to one in Somerville. But either way, you will get something that appeals. Yeah, that's what the weed make me feel like. I feel like I can talk a marathon. But back to what we were talking about. What strain are you
smoking? I'm smoking on some Rex cake.
How do you feel? What it make you feel like?
High. Like designer weed high. Like I got shit to do, but I'm high. So I'm gonna listen to you negativity people. Like I'm high.
Wow.
I'm high, and you're not invited.
I feel that. Look.
Somebody loves you, baby. Just not me. Shout out to Pink Lips.
She's gonna talk about me singing and being a musical, but this is the type of evening.
That's what you call a mem. That's an audio mem.
Catch it, y'all. Look here. How's your body been doing?
It's changing of the season. Winter is coming. She laughs every time I do that, but bro, I never heard a shoulder really understood winter is coming. Because it's a different season here in Mass. When winter is on its way, it's not a good thing.
You can feel it. Can't stop.
Aches and pains. Hip pops. I be trying to help people rap on beat, y'all. I'm going to just give y'all a little quick story. I got this pet peeve about people not rapping on beat and taking music seriously. And they hear something, I'm getting into my groove. I'm going to do that. But what acapella rap artists do y'all listen to on the radio? Right? In the comments of any of the social media platforms for Mary Jane and Munchies, because I want the people that I talk to know they gonna have to learn how to rap to 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. Now switch it up 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 2, 3, 6, 7. These fools, they not ready. Go ahead.
No, it's the fact that, like, bitch, do your job. Okay, don't act like there wasn't people before you have made gazillions and spoke from their soul. But it's like, I think the only people who can do that is like, what is that, poetry? Like, what is that, spoken word? That's the only acapella rap you can really do. But that don't even really work for some people. They'd be like, and the, pop. You'd be like, what you going for, sir? Why are you so angry, sir? Extinguish the English. Look here, y'all. My body feels like I have been impacted severely. I don't know what is going on. I feel like it's going to rain every other day. I feel like the world is creating a different level of pressure because of, like, I don't know, the precipitation here, the weather here, the lies they tell on the news every morning as if you should ever be a weather person anymore. Like, just don't even. Let's just look at the sky at this point. It's just the pink.
And throw out some, like, rocks and watch where they fall.
Right.
That's about as accurate as it's ever going to be.
I feel like that, like, we're going to do better at this point. Just in the wind. You remember when you were little? You lick your finger and you'd be like,
yeah, it's going to be windy from the left side.
All right. All right. I'm going to make sure I double layered up.
My Afro-Latino-ness makes me sensitive to the chilly weather. I am hot.
On some real shit, my arthritis is messing with me. I don't fuck with Arthur like that. So I be fucking...
Not even his homeboy Ritus?
No. Neither one of them niggas can come... They can't come around.
They always come together, huh?
Yes. You be fucking with all your food. You be tired. You be hungry. You don't be hungry. Them niggas be wearing you out restlessly. You be like, bitch, is that up again? I'm up. Bitch, sit your ass down. I don't give a damn. And then you can't even kick them out because these some big ass, weird ass niggas.
That's crazy.
I feel like that's what I can do.
At the point where arthritis better start paying some bills. Because a nigga can't stay here for free. Okay? Nobody can. I'm working too hard. Fuck you, arthritis. With a sandpaper dildo, no lube. Just like that. Straight like that. Period. Poop.
Girl. So, what's happening right now is that I'm trying to avoid some surgeries and duff them for a while because I'm trying to get this guap. Not that it's a game out here, but we have a strict regimen over here in Queenie Dunes of smoking production. All my cannabis comes in about three different types to four. And we're going to go down the list of what I do and what I try to peep Boston Bossy to. Because she has, you want to tell them the truth, man. It's time. Let them know.
It's her face, y'all. She said, let them know, like, I'm about to come out the closet. She said it like, go ahead, speak your truth. Your truth. I don't, that's not on the paper, but I have hip pain. I have juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, systemic onset, which means it's like all over my body. And it affects all my major joints, my minor joints, and the joints that were only one hit wonders. It was funny in my head. Anyway. And so I'm trying not to laugh hard. An herbal way to alleviate my pain because I'm trying to stay off of methadone mile in my state. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to go the meth head way. I don't want to get addicted to opiates off of no knee pain. Take 20 years of my life. Thank you very much. Because I know I'd be a smooth crackhead. I would. And you can't tell by the way she move, honey.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you. The reason why I'm actually telling Boston Bossy to tell her truth is because she make it look so easy. She be easy and breezy here and she just be eating it nice. So
I don't
cheesy.
Know what she's watching, but she better turn the station because perception cannot always be reality. This shit is not easy. Let me tell you how my
life.
She
looks like a child.
Let me tell you how my day started today. I've been up since 3:30 this morning. And I worked out, I meditated, I did some live streaming hours, got dressed for work, left my house at 6, went to work from 8 to 5. From 5 to 6:30, almost 7, it took me to get back to my neighborhood to record with y'all. So it's not that I make it look easy. If I stop, I'll die. That part.
These hoes good.
Plus, I make this shit look good.
She do. When you see her in real life, you know. Go ahead and check out our YouTube channel just to force how good she look. My best friend.
Go best friend. Y'all best friend.
All right. So when I met Bossy Bossy, she was just really pretty much, you would say you talked. You were just a, pretty much a toker. Nothing else she was using that was cannabis that you tried.
I didn't like edibles because I didn't think they really did shit.
Right. So yeah. Just token, and you said Eddie's wasn't popping. What I had did when I came to this here state was I got my whole card, my medical. And I went to the dispensary and was like, I know we might not fuck with T.I., but I was like, I looked in there, I was like, you can have whatever you like. Yeah, you can have some cookies, some weed too. If you want to try something, they got something for you. No more street shit. That's how I felt. Bossy Bossy has been in a medical dispensary. That's how that shit feel. You just be like, oh, can I smell?
For me, it's a different feeling. So for me, it's more like I refuse to pay 20% more on every blunt. I refuse. Sniffy McSniffikins over here.
I'm in acting.
She's giving you the scratch and feel vibes. I wish that y'all could smell it.
No, it's just like the variety. I hear what she's saying, but we have tried some numerous things, and the things we're about to share with you is hella simple. If you are interested in getting a medical card, see if your state is legal, go ahead and just get into it. It's pretty much like $250 to get it done.
Yeah, and it's worth every penny in your state.
Some of them
may already have medical home delivery. You can get it right delivered to your door.
Straight up. All right, so Rick Simpson oil. That is a...
Ricky.
Yes, loud. Rick Simpson. But for real, Rick Simpson oil is pretty much that stereotypical oil you've seen cannabis used on high autistic kids. You can see it on people who have cancer. It just really allows you to calm down and get that instantaneous, like, hey, bitch, it's okay. And don't even worry. Ricky got you. Ricky!
No, not Ricky.
That's how that pain be just disappearing. It just be diminished in your life. You be like, what? You be stepping, you be like, oh. The real truth is Rick Simpson oil, you just take a rice size amount, and then, you know, you can go from there. Some people might need more, some people might need less. Be prepared to just fall on your couch when your day is done. You got about 4 to 5 hours. Mm-hmm. 4 to 5 hours. I'm sorry, but just know that. If you have something else to do, you might want to take some topicals. If you're experiencing that type of pain where, you know, you use a lidocaine patch, or, you know, you would use maybe that rubbing alcohol. What you call that at home?
Mentacol. That's from my Padma roots. You know, shout out to them.
That's like that straight up, like, let me just prepare to be squared. Topicals are used pretty much when you have that joint pain. You can't really get to like that level of masseuse you want to. So that's that instantaneous. You rub, and boom. Usually you can heat it up in your hand, or you can use that little dropper, that serum dropper that they be having. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get it done, honey. Okay. Have you tried the topicals?
Not really. But I was going to say that tinctures are a way for you to incorporate into your morning tea, your coffee. And also like baked goods and stuff.
Yes. And on top of that, don't feel like you have to stay in the sweet zones depending on your tincture. You can put that in the oil.
Your pasta.
Oh my God.
I'm always trying to get to some medicated Rasta pasta. That's the dream.
Oh, that's what you want?
That is the dream.
Should we? No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, she feels like I was in conjunction.
Just put that little drip on there. I got you.
Drip.
But I've used tinctures, and I feel like you kind of are faced with using them multiple times a day if you are an avid smoker. I used them in a high-paced environment for a couple weeks, and I feel like that was a great strategy for me if I wasn't going to be smoking. It's not the same level of high, though. I feel like Rick Simpson is the closest adjacent to a real high. But when you take a tincture, you're not going to feel like that head and bodiness like you would feel when you smoke a blunt or J. We had to pay some bills right quick.
Yes, sir.
Pay a little meal. Friend, let me just...
And now, a word from our sponsor. Sharifa's Island Cuisine, Trinidadian Specialties, presents their second annual Single Parents Drive. If you want more information about it, check out the post on her IG page at Sharifa's Island Cuisine, one word. Click the link in the bio or scan the QR mobile device. The deadline for online applications is October 30th. Families affected by gun violence are highly encouraged to apply first. Boston residents only. Children ages 0 to 17 years old. Their parents are asked to apply. Now, just a little personal note about this. This has been a really trying year with COVID, so anything you do is going to help these families. But most importantly, families, we know that you're out here listening to the podcast. Go ahead and click that link in her bio. Apply, and your family can be one of those amazing families chosen that's going to have a wonderful holiday season.
Please donate to our girl, Sharifa Island Cuisine, by December 20th, 2021. These families really, really could use your help. It doesn't take much. Go ahead and visit her again at her email at Sharifa, S-H-A-R-I-F-A-H-L. At gmail.com. Please email daily for drop-off locations, new old toys, gifts, and non-perishables are highly appreciated. As long as it's wrapped up new, as long as it's in pure condition, drop it off. It could change somebody's life. Remember that. Thank you. This was Mary Jane and
Munchies.
Let's tell you, did you know that chick that did I gotta stay high all the time? She's Swedish, first off. And she got a cannabis drink right now?
I know it now because I read that amazing article by High Times. But you tell me your take on it.
I feel very, like, surprised. Because you know when you do the research on these folks, to be like, who is you? You're Swedish? I don't know you. But when I played this song, I was like, that kind of seemed familiar. I'm up here, and you and then, okay. All that stuff was bangers back in 2014. I remember when that song came out, dog. So, yeah, she got her little drink out. But let me tell you, the pictures, friend, you seen the pictures.
Were legs wide open, displayed for visitation, selling drinks. But what else is she selling?
I know she just selling drinks, but
she really selling that drip.
She was like, sex sells, and so does my drink. She got a Brazilian for this. I know.
Let me light up on that because she's definitely selling drinks.
So I kind of want to taste it. I didn't know how big Europeans were into weed, but I didn't.
Answer that one word. Troll. They turned the coffee shops into the weed spots. It was like, fuck coffee.
More weed, please.
I like to get high.
Not to be funny, I've tasted a few of these Levy drinks. They're pretty good. I wonder if hers is better. I want to just go. Like, would you want to take a trip one day? Oh, what else?
The sweet?
Yeah.
Sure, they got good food, I heard.
I heard that too. And on top of that, good weed and good food go together than, you know, white on rice. But that's like almost weed and food.
Nothing better than cannabis and cooking together. Mm-hmm.
Alright, the next article we was reading was by Bon Appetit. There was so much information in here. I'm gonna focus and say that Bon Appetit is that chick. They are trying to make a staple out here. I know they got rid of a lot of their YouTube staff.
Oh, I'm about to say, you mean they coming back after they big ass scandal when they was whitewashing everything and Melanie's staff was like, oh, so now you make arepas. You make arepas now. What's an arepa? Donde arepa in English? Mas puto. Arepa. Puto.
I was looking and I was watching the YouTube channel. I was like, it looks so pale. I mean, I do like when Brad be just doing his little trips and doing like the fermentation and all. He cool. But
we always love Brad. It wasn't even about the actual chefs on the show, it was about the culture and organization.
So, I mean, I feel like we could talk about the article, mm-hmm. but I feel like Bon Appetit as a whole has shown that it knows flavor, but I think how do you slip up and realize that you're whitewashing? Oops! They counted them. They was like, it's really brown over here.
Like that up.
It's a little stink. But I want to tell you that some of the unique things that the country is doing with the food connections in the penitentiary system has been really amazing. I didn't really think about how connected that is, but even at community servants, they did a lot of reforming and assistance just to give that vigor and passions back to people who are trying to get their life back together.
Yep. Plus, it's tedious work for people with low skill sets. It's tedious work for people with low skill sets, so, you know.
I feel you.
It's ideal for your struggling human.
Yeah, it's very healing work. You can't not get lethargic cathartic is it?
You can't not have a cathartic moment right through that kind of physical labor.
Right.
It's gonna push your ability to cope with stuff, and that's when you will be able to work on stuff.
Yeah. So I feel like when I see such things like in Philly area in New York, Boston, and a lot of the major cities around the country, that's how you help clear up your city of crime. That's like a real little human, you know, hero situation.
I mean, definitely a study just came out that the rise of, there's been a 200% rise in homicides directly related by not having after school programs and things for the kids to do. So, yeah.
Oh, damn. Ooh. Well, shit. Talking about what we should do better for our country, I feel like the food industry is one major thing that we can all be assistive in. Like, there's so many possibilities.
Stop buying bad food, but then it won't stop. They'll stop selling it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You gotta be real with yourself. Like, we're gonna have to get back to skills sometimes. Shoot, you better know how to do something. Cooking is gonna help you.
You better get up and do something.
Right. Oh. Not goody. Don't get goody, my bitch.
You better get out and get something.
But for real though, I'm really proud. I feel like if we're reforming, that's how you reform a nation. They also have these methadone clinics that they, or is that what they're calling them?
The safe places to shoot up.
Mm-hmm. I feel surprised by that because they're trying to bring that in Boston. That is a big issue.
That's very European of them.
Mm-hmm. You go ahead and get them help, and they talk about in multiple studies that people are using cannabis to wean off of heroin and some of the other opioids.
So. Ain't that a blessing? Hey, cannabis for the win again.
Mary Jane. Hey. All right, so what's going on with live streaming, best friend?
Well, you know it's all that in the bag of chips. I'm in a new family now. Do the right thing. Shout out to DJ Charlie. Make sure you follow our house DJ, DJ Virus _ reviews on all streaming platforms. If you want to become a host on Up Live or Bego Live, make sure to email me at bostonbossypodcast@gmail.com.
Like, let's pay some bills. So, YouTube for your girl Queenie Jones has been popping. I've been pushing out these videos every single week. I love the fact that I'm actually doing consistent content. Check out some of my videos like the copycat. Everything. You're starting to find out the branches. You seeing my brand out there? Ain't nobody stacking in a Canva in me.
Yeah.
Ain't no thumbnailing like I'm thumbnailing right now when it comes to these copycats. Find your girl. It's that easy. You'll know me. You see that mouth with that knife in it. Hope them shut. I'll take the hoe out.
The FCC not gonna let her be, and they not gonna play this podcast on MTV.
That's why I got the editing. Bow, bow, bow. I pay so much for this MacBook thing. Top, top, top. Alright, so lives on IG. You and I had it popping on Saturday.
It was lit. 420. We got a little special drive-by quick comments from the owner and creator of What's the Situation podcast.
Uh-huh.
Our tattoo artist, Dank Kane, from Instagram is Icy Arts. That's ICEYARTZ. And he came through, told us a little bit about the tattooing process as well as some other mixed media he's working on. And how his band Trippy Hippie is going.
Oh my God. And it was all that in a bag of chips. You should check us out every other Saturday.
Proud.
It's like big perp. Energy. Big perp. I'm done. Okay.
Big money.
Let me just say this one thing right quick. If you are not following Mary Jane and Munchies on all platforms, you should check out our Twitters because it's Mary Jane and Munchies 1. And that's the only one. That's the only one.
Period.
Don't even worry about it. If you see anybody else, they can add us because we've been using the name longer. But just go ahead and follow us everywhere. It's really important because we want to share Mary Jane and Munchies with y'all. Get you a little song to crunch, crunch, and munch, munch. And if you are in this area, you can see the difference in the city. It's starting to get a little cleaned up when it comes to the druggies. I've seen them less.
The methadone mile is still in full effect, and when winter time comes, they'll pitch a tent.
But it's very interesting what they're doing up here. Feel like vaccinations are very interesting. We're gonna see how the cannabis industry.
Vaccinations when it gets winter time. I want to see if anybody grows an arm, myself included.
And I'm praying that they don't. No zombie apocalypse off of this shit, please. But more episodes intending.
I know she almost done paying for that all utility vehicle we saw the abilities expo in time.
That you know what I'm saying? That man was not planning. He had his little nephew out there like, excuse me, can you get on this quad? All right, this is how we're going to adjust. My uncle said if you put it to this tilt, you can go a little bit faster. Vroom, vroom. And I like that shit. That man was a very interesting man. We're going to have to find his information again because that was some fast work that dude was doing.
Oh my God. To another hemp fest if they don't keep it on the low key tip.
No, that shit was shady how they did us.
We are Mary Jane and Munchies. If not us, then who? If not when, then.
Why didn't we get the call? I just want to know. That was like, why are you trying to tell us that you don't care about the black community smoking? It seemed like you slipped up there too.
But I don't care about black
people. Political here.
All satire and satirical humor. Please do not take it as anything more.
I am actually touched by that because you know that around some of the neighborhoods they're starting to put up signs that like Biden left people at the border or something like that.
We got a sign in my neighborhood and it's just so silly to me because I'm like all of a sudden you're a community activist. That's how that Hitlerism stuff starts and Nazi pride.
That
you start being weird.
That's how you tell them.
Are you being weird to me?
That's one way you can say I voted for Trump. Anyway, it's your girl Queenie Jones on all platforms. Follow me. I just wanted you to tell your friends about the platforms that we're all on. Follow your girl.
Boston Bossy. It's GRINDDMISTRESS on Instagram. Or you can follow the business page at BostonBossy_MMC. Or you can follow Mary Jane and Munchies at Mary Jane and Munchies. That's capital N. Munchies_.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us out on our 420 lives or me going live on a daily basis on my live streaming. Don't miss out on a new episode of Queenie Jones.
They be coming.
Make sure that you've watched all the videos, that you've liked them, you commented, and you already subscribed, and turn on that notification bell. Gang, gang, notification gang, let's go.
And this ain't even no cap. If you stay tuned, you know it's about to get cold. I'm going to give you some more content that's real unique. Let's get creative. Challenge your girl. You're going to see some stuff. I'm going to feed you well. You're not going to go hungry this winter. Nobody. Vegetables. You're going to love everything you eat. Brussels sprouts
come later.
You going to give them your recipe for the Brussels sprouts?
No, because they're not paying me. I went to culinary school and learned how to do this, so it was expensive.
Shout out to Sierra Naturals or Sierra Naturals. I'm country, y'all. So if my accent be sounding like extra, this Nantucket nugget. over here, chocolate banana now is up here, got me higher, y'all. Shout out to all the dispensaries around the city. We're going to you, and if we like you,
and if we missed any of you, DM us so we can get to you.
We're gonna find you. We're gonna find you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Yo, yo.